All right, this is unreal. Melania Trump just got thrown a question that has been asked by Epstein survivors, and she completely bombs. She whiffs. Just like her movie is bombing in the box office right now, the same movie that she ends up promoting at the worst possible time during a press conference with a freed American Israeli hostage. You heard me right. She is for some reason the face of this bizarre press conference. I can almost get over that, but I can't get over the fact that she uses this press conference to promote her movie. Any Trump supporter who is mad that she was asked an Epstein question during this press conference has no high ground when she used that same press conference to promote her movie. Let me show you this clip. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Check this out.
It was an emotional meeting, and it is captured on camera and available to see in my new film, Melania.
Why do you feel is appropriate?
No way she was talking about how emotional this meeting was with the Israeli hostages. And then she promotes her movie.
To use an official White House event to promote her documentary.
This is not promotion. We are here celebrating the release of the hostages of Aviva and Keith. They were in Washington, D.C. And they called me. They said they would like to come over to thank me and to give hugs. And that's why we are here. It has nothing to do with promotion.
I'm glad a journalist followed up on that and said, why are you using this to promote it? That is not appropriate whatsoever.
Why do you feel it is appropriate to use an official White House event to promote your documentary?
I mean, she thought it was okay to use a secretive White House meeting with Jeff Bezos as the impetus to fund this very movie, so I think we're far past these types of boundaries. What is up with the wives of these prominent figures? Eric Kirk at the same time was on Fox News talking about, I don't even know how students are holding hands rather than going to ice walkouts. Take a listen.
And he has put us in a position where this is such an authentic and true movement. I mean, case in point, you have high schoolers, some of them that are walking out for those ice out walks. Our students, instead of walking out, they're holding hands in a circle around the American flag praying. There is a huge juxtaposition between what we are providing for our students rather than the other side. And so it's really powerful. And Charlie,
I don't even get her point there. First of all, she always has this weird intensity when she's on camera. But secondly, so some students are doing ice walkouts at high school where during lunch or during third period, for example, they all walk out in unison to make sure that there is awareness. She's saying that some students are instead deciding to hold hands around an American flag as juxtaposition. I don't get what the point or the goal of the purpose. I don't get any of it. And she stutters her way through it, which doesn't help make it any more clear. Back to the Melania press conference, she gets asked about Vladimir Putin.
Has President Putin agreed to release any more Ukrainian children?
I'm working on it, and we are in the process. So I hope we have success very soon. I will keep you posted.
That was her getting asked if President Putin will release any more Ukrainian children. Credit where credit is due, Melania seems to be much more cognizant of this situation than Donald Trump is. Trump is the one who thinks Putin is a friendly guy he can look up to, he gets narcissistic supply from. Melania has at least tried to acknowledge the fact that 30 to 40,000 Ukrainian children have been abducted by Russia, by this authoritarian regime. So, I mean, there's not much credit to give to this family, to Melania, to anybody, but she's at least reportedly tried to talk to Trump about Vladimir Putin, but to no avail because he won't listen. Now, she gets asked about Epstein, more specifically a question that the survivors have had about Ghislaine Maxwell being moved to a lower security prison. Remember, this was a wild, wild story. First of all, it's worth talking about that nobody mentions that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell have an associate who sat on board one of Ghislaine's companies that got Melania her visa. The same person might have reportedly, allegedly introduced Melania to Donald Trump. But Ghislaine Maxwell, the same Ghislaine Maxwell who was friends with Jeffrey Epstein, is now in a minimum security prison where she has all the facilities she can want and can even move around openly. It has cafes, parks, libraries, internet access, electronics, freedom of movement. Visitation is open. There's dorm room styles. The Wall Street Journal then reported that Ghislaine Maxwell had a meeting with an unknown person in her new prison camp, during which the entire prison was on lockdown. Inmates say she is getting unusually favorable treatment by the prison. Let's think about it for a second. It was under Trump's first term that Jeffrey Epstein, quote-unquote, killed himself. That was when Trump had complete oversight of the prisons. Then Ghislaine was arrested under Biden. After Ghislaine was arrested, Trump gets into office and she has secretive meetings with the deputy attorney general, who is like Trump's personal lawyer before he got into office. Then she's moved to a low security, high luxury prison under Trump's oversight. On a weekend in mid-August, hundreds of inmates at a minimum security prison in Texas were locked down because Ghislaine Maxwell had a meeting. What is the reason for this? Why is Ghislaine Maxwell getting unusually favorable treatment? That is what Melania Trump is asked. It can be hard to hear the questions in these scenarios, but Melania's answer is not very satisfying.
There was a call from any Epstein survivor to have Ghislaine Maxwell move to a high security.
Thank you, Press. Thank you, Press.
We are here celebrating the release and the life of those two incredible people, so let's honor that.
Thank you, Press.
If you wanted to honor that, if you wanted to have any moral high ground about why you're there, maybe don't promote your movie brazenly at the beginning.
Emotional meeting, and it is captured on camera and available to see in my new film, Melania.
Once she promoted her movie, this entire meeting is fair game. That's first of all. Second of all, with the allegations coming out lately, you can absolutely ask Melania Trump these questions if she's going to be in the public eye. Jeffrey Epstein is the one who introduced Melania to Donald Trump, a document related to the late convicted child sex offender claims. Could you just imagine if this scandal would have happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Not only would the First Lady be relentlessly asked about it, the press secretary would be relentlessly asked about it, the president's inner cabinet, his inner circle, his chief of staff, his deputy chief of staff, the Stephen Miller of 30 years ago would constantly be hit with it. No matter what department you're at, if you're in the circle of the president, there would be exposés. Yet it feels like the media just relents. The media kind of just gives up after a while. Jeffrey Epstein is the one who introduced them, according to this. Notably, this claim goes against the established narrative that Zampoli, a former modeling agent, introduced them back in 1998. There are people who say both narratives are convincing. A document which has been produced by the FBI noted Zampoli was trying to buy elite models with Epstein. Epstein introduced Melania Trump to Donald Trump. A snapshot of the document, accessible in the DOJ library, was shared widely online and got millions and millions of views. I'm gonna make an entire other video about this, but we need to continue to double down on squashing these lies that are being pushed not only in the right-wing media sphere, but online by the President of the United States and at the highest levels of this current administration. If you want to join the battle, subscribe below. I will see you all in the next video. We're gonna keep debating, we're gonna keep pushing back, and peace out.